Welcome to part 2 of the Golden Altar of Incense. This forms part of the teaching on the Tabernacle of the Lord. This podcast was produced for Charmaine Raymond, a voluntary missionary at Jews for Jesus in South Africa.
Shalom, listeners. Last time we looked at the Golden Altar of Incense and we were looking at praise and worship. Today we're going to look at the other two horns, the horn of prayer and the horn of intercession. Prayer can be likened to an orchestra. One of the most obvious facts that we see when we look at an orchestra is that there are a variety of instruments which are played by a number of musicians. And if we had to go further and look at the music score, we will notice music written for the various instruments. However, when all is combined, we have a harmonious sound. So let's look at the different types of prayer that we have. So just as we find a variety of instruments in an orchestra, not to mention the variety of music that an orchestra plays, so we find various types of prayer. In 1 Timothy 2 verse 1, we are told, "Therefore, first of all I urge that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Ephesians 6 verse 18, "Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all saints." So what are some of the prayers that we get? Well, we get prayers of thanksgiving. And during this time, we can be giving thanks, show appreciation, our gratitude, and basically thanking God for what He's done in our lives, for answering prayers. And then, of course, we have the prayers of confession and repentance. There comes a time when we truly have to reflect on our day and on our lifestyle. And we need to come before God with those prayers of confession and repentance. Sometimes we need to come forward as a whole congregation and repent. Sometimes it's as a nation we need to come forward and repent. But they are just as necessary as the prayers of thanksgiving. Then there is, of course, prayers of meditation. And this is where we will contemplate on scriptures or contemplate on what God has been saying to us. There are prayers of supplication. And this is where we cry out for mercy. And we ask the Lord to have mercy on us, have mercy on others. There are prayers of petition, where we make known our requests. Sometimes this becomes the dominant form of our prayer, but it shouldn't be the only prayer that we ever do, is when we go to God when we have a need for something. Then there's a time of warfare, those prayers of warfare, and those can be quite difficult, but it's necessary. Always remember, saints, we are in a war. And then, of course, prayer of intercession. Now, I want to just draw your attention here that prayer is not just the work of the intercessor. When we read the scripture in Timothy and in Ephesians, those scriptures were written to everybody, not just to the pastor or to the intercessor. So it applies to all of us. Prayers of intercession are born out of the heart of God, and we take them back to God. We're now going to move into the horn of intercession and have a look at what intercession really means. Intercession literally means to come in between God and those for whom you are praying. Romans 8:26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." Remember, I said earlier on, it is so important to be able to hear what God is saying. We need to listen, because it's as we hear what God is saying, so we can then pray according to the will of God. In Romans 8:34, we read that Jesus is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. In Romans 8:26, therefore we were shown an example of the Spirit interceding for us. In Romans 8 verse 34, we see Jesus interceding for us. The intercessor is God-centered, and that which is born out of the heart of God is taken back to God. Now remember, as I said, the intercessor is the one who builds the wall and stands in the gap. In Ezekiel 22 verse 30, we read, "I sought for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation upon them." So what happened? Because there was no intercessor, judgment was poured out. As long as there is an intercessor standing in the gap, folks, there is hope. We need to intercede. We need to intercede for those in authority, leaders in the church, in the government, leaders in our family, leaders in our workplace. We need to intercede for our families, both immediate and extended. We need to intercede for the church, the pastors, the leaders, the members, the missionaries. Then we need to intercede for our community, people in our city, our nation, and then it extends to the rest of the world. And then, of course, intercede for your relationships, friends, and co-workers. Meditate upon Ephesians 6:18 and 1 Timothy 2:1, and then consider how your prayer life measures up. What does it mean to be a holy and a royal priesthood? And the reference here is 1 Peter 2 verse 5 and 9. How often do you pray and intercede for others? Well, this now brings us to the end of the holy place. Our next podcast is going to look at the last bit of the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies. And so until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening. For more on this series, visit the Life of Worship page on www.baobulb.org.